Hey everyone, this is April Houston, and you're listening to Protect Your Peace. Happy New Year, and welcome back to my brand new podcast. I have some good things in store for you, so stay tuned. How are you? Welcome back. Happy New Year to every one of my listeners. So glad we're back here in this brand new year, 2023. I'm blessed. I don't know about you. I am blessed. I am happy to be alive, happy to be healthy, whole, in my right mind. Come on, somebody help me testify. I am glad to be back, and I'm glad to be back with you guys, with you all. I'm happy to be here on this new episode one. We begin a brand new, I would say, series of episodes here in the new year. So yes, happy new year to all of my listeners. Happy new year to you all. Thank you all for being loyal listeners, supporters of my podcast, Protect Your Peace. Thank you all for listening to it. If you haven't listened to the past 20 episodes, they are still yet out there. And so if you have time, go ahead and listen to them. They're there for your benefit to go back to listen to. Always go back to listen to those podcasts. But for now, this podcast today, it's very, very, very important to me that we get this one out today, because it's going to help you as you move forward in this new year in 2023. It's a brand new year, and we're calling it our Jordan year. Jordan year is 23. He wears that 23 proudly. And if you know anything about Michael Jordan, he does nothing normal. He has been the GOAT of basketball. So if you want to go back to look him up, if you're new schools and the old schools don't know what I'm talking about, but those that are new to listening to the podcast, go back to the GOAT. I know some of you have your own picks these days, but he is the original. He started it all. He is Jordan. So yes, this is 23. This is our Jordan year. We're going to do things above and beyond, and we're going to meet the expectations of none other than ourselves. But this podcast today, we're going to dig deep into what is your why, or who is your why, and what is your anger? Yes. That is a good question. Those are good. That's something that we should really think about at the beginning of this year, because I know some of us, we have whys, we have angers, but we don't really know the difference between the two. Or we say we have a why. For example, some people say, my why is my children. I wake up in the morning and I wake up and I say, why am I doing this? Why do I wake up, and why do I continue on with this job? And why do I continue on with this schooling? Why do I continue on to pursue certain different goals? I do these things because for my children. I do these things for my husband. I do these things for specific things. But they have a why. They wake up and they say, this is what keeps me going. My why. My children, my family. This is why I do what I do. And so they wake up in the morning and they think about their why. Why do I continue on? Why do I keep going? And I say this is important, and we have to know the difference between the why and the anger, because there has been a lot of things that transpired in 2022. It's good to reflect back in the former years to see what things that transpired that you can do better, and what things that help you pursue and continue on and be relentless, or continue on under the pressure of this life and society. So it's important to know, what keeps you going. So many things that happened in 2022. We lost loved ones. We have regrets. We reflect back on disappointments. We reflect back on how we felt in those moments. And it's important that we reflect back in those moments. Do not get stuck in those moments when we reflect back in those moments. So it's important that we understand our why. It's important that we know why we do those things or how we felt when we did those things. So let's continue on. Our why. It's important to know your why. And I don't knock someone who says, this is my why. But I'm going to get to the point of why you should have an anchor. Okay. So right now, I'm going to take 10 seconds. You can take 10 seconds right now and you can reflect back in your 2022 and you can reflect back right now and you can say, there were times I almost gave up. There were times I didn't think I could continue on. There were times that I just really didn't want to get up out the bed in 2022. But there were times that even though I felt those things, I got up and persevered anyway. Did you say, because I knew what my why was? Or did you have other reasons behind that? Now, I know we've overcome certain things. I know we've persevered and we made it to 2023. Oh, God bless you. I'm proud of you. I'm glad you made it on this side. But we have to have a new mindset if we want to be consistent, joyful, at peace. We want to have a wonderful, wonderful new 2023. So this is how we're going to do it. Now, as you've reflected back to 2022, you've gotten on past the fact that you persevered and you made it on this side of 2023. Now you've understood that some people have a why. And they get up in the morning and they say, hey, this is why I do this. Now, let me explain to you what an anchor is. An anchor is something that holds you down when things are tossed and driven and out of sorts. And the storm may come your way and may pull you fast and try to jolt you out of one place to another. And things happening and it shifts you from one place to another and your thoughts and your mind and you need mental clarity and you can't gain mental clarity because it's shifting you and pushing you so fast. And it's true. Things in this world today changes just like Texas weather. Texas weather, it changes when you in the blink of an eye. You can wake up, it could be a cool 30 degrees, and then when by the time you go to bed in the afternoon, it's 70 degrees or a cold front will come in and it's dropped down to 17 degrees on a Monday. And by Friday, it's an 80 degrees sunny weather, short weather. That's how fast things can shift in your world. And that's why I believe an anchor is important in your life. What is your anchor? My anchor is my faith. My faith is believing that if God can hold me and he can continue to keep me and he has kept me in 2022. Now, I say this because some people say they're wise in their children and my anchor's in my faith because I can't say my anchor is in my children because my children are shifty, just like the weather. You got to have something that's going to hold you when storms come your way. My faith has kept me throughout 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023, yet this year will be. 2020 is when COVID happened and when the pandemic hit and things were shifting and we were losing loved ones left and right. The world was changing underneath our feet and we felt like, yes, the ground that we're standing on was shifting so fast and the world was changing so fast and people were leaving so fast. That we had to have an anchor, not a why. Why should I continue on? Why should I keep this going? I had to have an anchor in my faith because if I didn't believe God was in total control of my life and he was going to keep me. He was going to keep my peace. He was going to keep my children when they would go nuts. And he was going to keep my family. He was going to keep my marriage intact. My faith in believing that God can, and he did, believing that he made a way. That's what kept me anchored. That's what kept me not losing my mind. That's what kept me not wanting to commit suicide, not wanting to lose my entire belief system, my entire mind. Yes, my mind. So my faith kept me. God came in and he would rock me in the cradle of his arms. He would never leave me, even when I felt like everyone in the world, even my wives, left me. Yes, my family wasn't together in some places in those years, but God stayed right there. He was in the midst of everything. He was there when the children was acting crazy and my wives were getting weary. So, yes, it's important that we have an anchor. And the song says, my soul is anchored in the Lord, because I have to have something that's going to hold me when the world shifts around me. When society is shifting and things are constantly changing, social media is showing this going here, people dying all around, people taking their lives, and finances are going up, and inflation is going up, and the cost of everything is going up, and we don't know what's going to come and what's going to go. We don't know who's going to be president and who's going to be in control of this world. But my soul is anchored in the one that controls it all. So my why, what keeps me anchored, what keeps me going? And I say some people can correlate the two. My why and my anchor the same. And that could be possible too as well. My why and my anchor can be the same to those that think that, you know, that's possible. But when you wake up in the morning, why I get up? I get up because I want to please the Lord. I want to make sure that he's leading me and guiding me, because if I'm in his will, I'm in the safest place. And wherever I go, I want to make sure that everything I say and do is pleasing to him. Why? Because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. He's totally in control. He is not the universe. He's the creator of the universe. And so he controls everything within this universe. And so because he's in total control of it all, yes, my why I'll get up in the morning is that I want everything I do pleasing to you, because whatever I do, and if it's pleasing to him, there's favor on my life. You know what favor is? Favor is something that we believe in. And I know that this is a podcast, Protect Your Peace. But this podcast is about your mind, your body, and your spirit. Everything has to come all together. Everything has to be entwined before you can be whole. Because there are a lot of people feeling empty right now because they don't know what their anchor is, or their mindset is, you know, I have a good mind, and my mindset is real good, and I have a good therapist, but I still feel empty because that therapist is not helping them in that spiritual aspect. So you have to make sure that you have to fulfill all of that, mind, body, and spirit. My body is healthy. I work out. My mental clarity is well, but something is empty, and that's the spirit. And so as we listen to this podcast, as we work on ourselves this year, we have to make sure that we work on all three aspects, mind, body, and spirit. And because this episode is most important right now, because you're listening to, of course, Protect Your Peace, and I'm April Houston, because you're listening to this episode and you're getting information on your anchor and your why. So I admonish you today. I want you to make sure that when you listen to this episode, you wake up in the morning, you know why you do what you do, but understand your anchor is what's going to keep you. What's going to make sure that if you're a ship and you're in a storm, what's going to keep you from being tossed to and fro? What's going to keep you from getting in the middle of the ocean and in a whole nother realm? What's going to keep you from not being tossed to and fro in that storm? Your anchor. Your anchor. It's not your why. It's your anchor. Your anchor is going to keep you from being tossed in the storm. So remember that this year as you're going throughout this 2023. Remember that whenever things go awry, because I'm so stressing this point because things happen all the time and it's been constantly happening for years. Everything has not been the same since the pandemic and things are constantly happening quicker than you can really think about it, quicker than you can blink. You wake up, someone's gone. You wake up, something has shifted in the atmosphere. You wake up, the world is tossed somewhere else and across the world and something's happening constantly. So, but while everything is happening around us, whenever anything happens around us, let me clarify that. Whenever anything happens in this world around us, I want to make sure that we're anchored and we know who we're anchored in. We're anchored in the Lord. We're anchored in our faith. We're anchored in having something that's going to keep us when chaos is all around us. And so we have to make sure that we know whose we belong to, and we belong to the Lord, and we know we're in line with Him. We know that our world can be chaos around us, and we can have faith and believe that God is in total control, our anchor that keeps us. So even in the things in 2022, as you reflect back what happened, I want you to reflect back on the positive things right now. I want you to reflect back on the things that happened great. I want the happy things, the things that this is successful things that transpire. I want you to dwell on the good things. We dwell on those things that are good and those things that are hopeful. And so I want you to dwell on those things that are good. And I want you to keep those things in the forefront of your mind in 2023, because there are some things that is going to happen this year that's going to be better for your life. Because, yes, this is your Jordan year 23. So make sure that you're keeping God first. Make sure that not only you're keeping God first, but make sure that everything you're doing is pleasing in His sight. And when you wake up in the morning, know what your why is. Know what your anchor is. I get up in the morning because why I get up? Because I get up because I want to make sure I'm pleasing to Him. I put Him first in my life because He is ahead of my life. And not only is ahead of my life, He leads and guides me down the right path. So blessings and miracles can happen. And the favor of my life may not be fair to others. Is I can go in the building and I can walk in the building and people will know my name that I've never met. I can walk in a place that I've put an application in, know I'm unqualified for, but favor will qualify for me for that job. Just know when you're walking in this season and this year in 2023, you don't have to be qualified to get the favor of God. You just got to be in His will and be led by Him. Watch your motives this year. Watch your agendas, because God knows your heart and every decision you make. And make sure your agenda and your motives are pure, because God honors someone that has a pure heart. And He looks on the heart of man. It's not what you say. It's not how you're acting, because we sure got some jokers that act around here, pretend. But I pray that you have the discernment to know the difference between those that have a pure heart and those have motives and have agendas to get to where they're going. Just know anything that's built on lies and deceit will surely fail. But those that have a pure heart, love the Lord, and want good for the good to happen to all those. So just know those that want good to happen to all of those are ones that are going to have favor on their life. And those are the ones that are going to prosper. So keep your hope and keep your faith in Christ. This is it for this episode. I'm so glad y'all came in and listened to me. I'm glad you guys came to this episode. Yes, it's a quickie, but it was something I just wanted to drop in your spirit this day. And I want you to understand that This is a Jordan Years 23. Remember, God is with you. Remember, your anchor is in the Lord. Remember, when you wake up, why you're doing what you're doing. You want to be pleasing to Him in everything you do and say. So make sure you understand the difference between the two. Know that your anchor, be anchored this year. Don't be tossed with everything that comes along. Don't be tossed because you feel the pressure of people. And don't be just in your own self and you don't hear the voice of God leading you this year. So let Him lead you this year. Let Him guide you. Let him allow Him to speak to you so you'll know where to go and what to do this year. So everything you do will be pleasing to Him. So blessings and favor and miracles and you can prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prosper this year. All right, this is my episode. Thank you so much for listening, guys. Thank you so much. Pass the word. We have some extraordinary, some beautiful, surprising, great episodes coming up next week and the weeks to come. So stay tuned with me. I have some surprise guests as well. So stay tuned with me. If you have any questions about this episode, if you have any comments, hit me up at ahoustonlifecoach@yahoo.com. Again, that's ahoustonlifecoach@yahoo.com. Yes, I still use Yahoo. I have some Gmail as well, but I prefer to keep something that's been working all years. All right. Love you guys, and I'll speak with you soon. God bless.